defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is the first half of my weekend report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. How many earthquakes would it take to make you pack up and move? Now let's say you live in a town with a volcano, and the epicenter of these earthquakes was right under the volcano. Now how many would it take? Well, folks who live near Mount St. Helens in Washington State may want to gas up the old family wagon. Beginning on November 21st, a series of 120 small earthquakes took place directly under the volcano over the course of 7 days. Geologists are saying residents have no need to worry yet. I don't know. I'm no dummy. When Mother Nature speaks, I listen. Let's get to some of this weekend's headlines. This week has proven to be the week of debunked hoaxes. We have a list of the top 8 hoaxes perpetrated by the left in order to try and paint Trump supporters in a bad light. Let's see if you can spot the common thread through all of them. Also, the EPA, or as Hillary Clinton calls them, Young Grasshopper, has been cited by their inspector general for failure to maintain proper records. However, since cell phones are just too complicated to understand, the IG concluded that there was no intent to destroy public records. Where have we heard that before? And President Threeput is having a quietly very busy vacation week. After taking political aim at cops, polar bears, and the continental shelf, he's now focused his attention on finding alternative ways to let terrorists into our country. Maybe he should focus his attention on trying to locate his original birth certificate while he's in Hawaii. All that plus Ivanka Trump runs into a snake on a plane, North Carolina continues to require the proper plumbing of its bathroom users, and how excited are Democrats about the possibility of Hillary running for president again in 2020. We have a poll. You don't want to miss that one. Let's kick off this show the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, you gotta check out rhinoreport.com. Again, every day you gotta check it out. We have new rants up there, new articles. You can sign up for the newsletter. Lots of cool stuff there. You can follow me on Twitter, at RhinoOnAir. I was a busy bee this morning on Twitter. Also on Gab, also at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're on Facebook still, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Hang in there, guys. Quick break. Do not go anywhere. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this first half of the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, as well as Streaming Talk Radio and KLRN Radio. And if you haven't done so yet, you gotta check out Tina's Take. That's on Spreaker, the latest production from the RWB network. That's Spreaker.com/Tina's Take, and you can catch this show on all your favorite podcasting sites: iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Going back to this opening story just for a second, maybe a little bit longer than that, 120 earthquakes under a volcano, and the geologists say it's fine. Nothing going on. We're just watching the volcano breathe. So until there is some measurable rise in the ground level, when they measure like a 2 or 3 foot rise, which means that magma chamber is filling up, they say don't worry. But if you look over to Yellowstone, they've measured rises in the order of 3 or 4 feet in the last couple of years. That's the biggest caldera on the planet, and they're saying don't worry. See, the bottom line is they just don't know. They have no idea. This stuff is all guesswork. And I've said before, I don't like the earthquake thing. I'm a New York guy. We don't do earthquakes here. The ground shakes. I have no idea what to do. They say, I guess the biggest myth is to find a doorway. I have worked in building maintenance way too long to know there's a lot of sketchy doorways out there. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be too busy running around screaming, causing a commotion, inciting panic, to even know what to do. And see, here we have the hurricanes. And you get 3 or 4 days notice, which I'm okay with. You can go out, you can get your plywood, you can do the windows, you can get some gas for the generator, you can huddle down in the basement if you're out of the floodplain, you know, there with your family. You have time to bend over at the waist and kiss your ass goodbye. You have time to do that. Earthquake, no time. No one knows. No one knows. As an aside, I have a friend who owns a building supply company. It's like a Home Depot, it's like a Lowe's, just a smaller version of those. And they had a location in Brooklyn, in New York. And in 2000 and... I think it was 2010. This is it's a 100,000 square foot metal building. And not great construction. I think it was a clear span building. They were hit by a small tornado. Knocked the building down. So they built everything back up. They got the insurance. They paid for everything. Fine. The next year, 2011, we don't get tornadoes here. This is so rare to happen. Another one goes straight through this building a second time. 2 years in a row. So he gets the insurance, puts the building back up, and as soon as the building is back up, we had Hurricane Sandy, and it flooded the whole place. So I said, what did you do? He said, well, we moved camp. We had to pack up and move. You don't got to tell me 3 times to move. The first tornado, that's it. I'm gone. I get it. I get what you're trying to tell me. So, I don't know. Lots of stuff going on. You get these solar flares now. They're saying a big solar storm is, we're in the middle of it now. There could be some interruptions in cell phone service and stuff. And if you're in the northern part of the country, you can see the Aurora Borealis. Makes you wonder about our grid. We've spent no money, no time updating our grid. See, here in New York, on Long Island, all of our power lines are still up in the air. I know a lot of places have buried power lines now, and that's all well and good. But that's, you know, they're not like in a Faraday box, so they're still susceptible to any kind of EMP or some sort of large X flare. Gotta watch out for this stuff. We've taken very, very little precautions. And we can do without a lot of things. We can do without cell phones. We can do without computers. We can do without a myriad of different creature comforts we have now. We cannot do without electricity. We are just too dependent on it. And any sort of EMP or large, large flare could shut us down for years. Years. And that means your gas is going to shut off eventually. You're not going to be able to have propane and pump gas in the tanks and no clean water. I mean, it's a precipitous drop in your quality of living. But hopefully something gets done about that soon. I know there's a lot of people out there trying to push for this, and Congress wants nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. All right, so Thursday, Ivanka Trump gets on a plane at JFK in New York City, a JetBlue flight. She wasn't taking Trump Force 1 or Trump Force 2 or any plane that Boeing provided. She's on this plane, and this guy comes up to her holding his child in his arms. This is the reports we're getting. This is from TMZ. And usually, stupid, dopey stuff like this, TMZ is pretty good at. And he starts harassing her and her children. He says, "Your father's ruining the country. Ruining the country. The guy is not even president yet. He's already created 75,000 jobs. He's ruining the country." And then he says, "Why is she on our flight? She should be flying private." Now, mind you, they were flying in coach. She was with her family and some cousins. They were in flying coach. So she decided to distract her children with crayons, and they eventually kicked this guy off the plane. He was unruly. And he starts screaming, "You're kicking me off for expressing my opinion? No, we're kicking you off because you sound like a lunatic. And nobody wants you on here." So they kicked him off, and then JetBlue, they said, "The decision to remove a customer from a flight is not taken lightly. If the crew determines that a customer is causing conflict on an aircraft, the customer will be asked to deplane." Deplane! "Especially if the crew feels the situation runs the risk of escalation during flight. Our team worked to reaccommodate the party on the next available flight." That's total corporate speak. You can tell. Total corporate speak. Now, here is where it gets interesting. The spouse of this onboard clown took to Twitter about an hour before this happened. This was 7:48 a.m. Pacific time, and said, this is a quote, "Ivanka and Jared at JFK T5, that's Terminal 5, flying commercial, my husband chasing them down to harass them." That, my friends, sounds like intent, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm not an expert in these matters, but you don't have to be anymore because, you know, fake news and all. We can just say what we want. But she took it in stride. Ivanka, classy. Classy lady. This guy, total lunatic. Off the reservation. All right. We have a lot more to get to today. We have to talk about what's going on in D.C. during Inauguration Day. A big snub. Big snub by the Metro company or Metro stations down there. Also, there was a rise in post-election hate crimes. However, were they real or were they fabricated? We have a list of the top 8 hoaxes perpetrated by people claiming to be assaulted by these angry white Trump supporters. We'll go over all those. We have so much more to get to. Plus, the EPA is following in Hillary's footsteps. You do not want to miss this coming up. They took their lessons from the best. Hillary, the IRS, Koskinen, Lerner. It's the All-Stars. Hang in there.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We have a lot to do here, but you got to check out the old episodes either on rhinoreport.com or iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. They're all there. You can listen to them over the holiday weekend. Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas. I guess we have Happy New Year the week after, right? It's going to be like 25 degrees in New York City for New Year's, so we can... My favorite part about New Year's is when you watch the ball drop in New York City, and they have like the Dick Clark, Rockin' Eve, and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's actually taped like months in advance. So they put people in this like New Year's stuff with 2017, and they're all cheering, but it's like July. But my favorite part is when it's not that cold, and what they have to do is they got to act like it's freezing. So they put them all in these sock hats and the gloves and the scarves. They do this for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, too. If you guys watch that on that fake news channel, NBC, and you see Matt Lauer there, it was like 70 degrees on Thanksgiving here. And they're sitting there in like flannel scarves and stuff. It's all, like, that's not fake news, right? That's not fake. All right. Speaking of fake stuff, you have this inauguration. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. He wins the election, November 8th. He wins the recount. He wins the Electoral College. And if you take out California, he wins the popular vote, right? They said there were 3 million illegals voted in the election, and she won by like 2.8 or whatever. So I think he wins popular vote anyway. Now he's going to get inaugurated on January 20th. We're all very hyper aware of this day. And what the metro stations do in D.C. is they issue these commemorative metro cards. Now, here in New York, we call it a subway. They call it a metro. I'm sure wherever you live, they call it something different, too. In 2009 and 2013, when King Obama was sworn in, he had a card that they gave out. $10 for a card. You can write it all day with his picture on it. His picture's on the Metro card. Even in 2013, they had one ready for Mitt Romney with his picture on it. You know, his picture of Mitt. Who wants to look at Mitt Romney's face all day? But interesting, this year, it just says the inauguration celebration, January 20, 2017, 58th presidential. No mention of Donald Trump. His picture's not there. They're saying that they reached out to the Trump camp for permission to use his picture, and they never heard back. Do you think for even a half a second that Donald Trump wouldn't let you use his picture? This guy is a master of branding and marketing. Come on. Another slight. I mean, it's stupid. I get it. It's dumb. But it's just, it's so indicative of the way things are now. So, let's get to this list of these hate crimes. Terrible hate crimes that happened to these people. And it's all because of us. It's the angry Trump supporters. We're all white supremacists. We're going to our Klan meetings at night. We have secret swastika tattoos everywhere. Like the Muslim teenager on Long Island, Yasmeen Seaweed. We talked about her, I think, last week. She said she was on a subway when men yelling, "Donald Trump!" tried to remove her hijab. Tried? If you have three men attacking you, are they going to try to remove it, or are they actually going to remove it? That's where the story falls apart to me. 2 weeks later, she admits to police she was lying because she broke curfew. So, because she broke curfew and didn't want to get in trouble, she decided to demonize 65 million people. Next. Oh, by the way, they're charging her with filing a false report. You have the one in Louisiana. This time her hijab was ripped off. This was in Lafayette. And, you know, the guys were chanting, you know, "Make America Great Again." Eh, same thing. Trump supporters. Well, she admitted she fabricated that story, and none of this stuff was true, and she still had her wallet, and there were no white men or nothing. Let's see. You have, oh, Elon University. This is a good one. This is in North Carolina. Somebody had the nerve to write "Bye-bye, Latinos, hasta la vista" on one of the chalkboards or something there. It wasn't written by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He didn't write it. In fact, it was a fellow Latino student at the school trying to frame other people. North Park University in Chicago, Illinois. A girl at the university says she had threatening notes taped to her door containing harassing language. Never happened. Never happened. No notes. No one talks to her. She's not popular. No notes. We have more of these. I got, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 more. We'll do a couple more. Also, is the Trump team starting to shy away from the phrase that may have gotten Donald Trump elected? Drain the swamp. They don't want to say it anymore. Why? Why? I have a theory why. Also, we got to talk about the EPA. EPA following in Hillary Clinton's footsteps. Just press delete. Just press delete. That's all they do. All right, guys, hang in there. Quick little break here.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. Lots to get to. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air, or on Gab, because Twitter is taking a nosedive. Nosedive! Their stock is down like 10% in 3 days. You know, the whole thing, buy low, sell high, I wouldn't buy this. You know, I'm not an expert in these matters, but I know when it keeps going down, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. I got a couple more of these fake hate crimes. The worst one. This is the worst one. This is this guy out of Mississippi. His name is Andrew McClinton. He burned down an African-American church, and he happens to be an African-American himself. And he painted the words "Vote Trump" on the side of the church before he burned it down. Yeah, he's a member of their congregation, and he's under arrest for arson. So he was trying to pin that on somebody else. I wonder who. Oh, we have one local right here, Nassau Community College. They found about 120 different swastikas and anti-Semitic messages across the campus. The police and local news that were looking for white supremacists who were doing this nasty, evil thing. It was a Muslim dude. It was a Muslim guy. He was the one doing it. Also, we have this stuff going on here on the island now, and not to get too local here on you guys, but I've mentioned this before. Somebody is going around passing out, like, KKK literature, and they're throwing, I guess, bags with, like, a letter in it, with some candy or something, and they're leaving it in car windows, and the cops, they're looking for this person. Who is it? Who's doing this? Do we have a faction of white supremacists here on Long Island? But here's where the whole thing falls apart. They're leaving these recruiting information flyers. They're leaving them in areas with high minority populations. So I don't believe for a second it's the KKK. I think it's just people, again, trying to stir the pot. Trying to stir the pot. This has been going on for months here. I mean, I want to say ever since Trump announced his presidency, or candidacy, that's when this all started here. But we're going to hear more of this, guys. Breitbart did a whole bunch of stuff on it. Fox News has some stuff on it. We're going to hear a lot more of this. A lot more, so hang in there. We talked a little bit about this Drain the Swamp stuff yesterday. And this is why the left, and specifically House Democrats, are holding mock impeachment proceedings with TV cameras and witnesses. They're ready to impeach. And it's because of the Drain the Swamp. The corruption is just, it's permeated into every single pore of their beings. They can't live without it. They make too much money. They have all of these side deals, which is interesting because you have someone like Harry Reid, who made millions and millions of dollars as a senator from his private investments, mind you. But they're all concerned that Donald Trump, who's a business owner, might have a conflict of interest. And that's where it's all coming from, right? They want to try to impeach him on this high crimes and misdemeanors garbage of that he's a business owner and, I don't know, this is some dignitaries stay in his hotel and there's a whole conflict here. Total garbage. He was elected with full knowledge by the American people that he was a business owner. He is actually what the Founding Fathers wanted. If you want to get technical about all this, the Founding Fathers never dreamed of career politicians. In fact, in a lot of ways, our Constitution guards against it. They wanted people who were embedded in their communities, people who provided in their communities, people who were active members of their communities to take their issues to the nation's capital. Instead, what we have now is our representatives bring the issues back to us, and they tell us what they think they should do instead of listening to the people. So in a lot of ways, Donald Trump is exactly what they wanted. But because he's a business owner and a conflict of interest, you have to divest and blind trust. And even that's not enough. It's not blind enough. You know, all this stuff's going on. So it kind of annoys me that the Trump camp is now starting to shy away from using the term drain the swamp. In my opinion, that is the term, the slogan that got him elected. People are so sick of the systematic corruption in our government. That was one of the terms that brought in the Bernie voters, right? They're tired of it too. Their candidate got screwed, for lack of a better word. He got schlonged by the DNC. And they're putting this term to the side because, I don't know, Lewandowski, he was on Fox and Friends, and he says they want to focus on jobs and the economy and renegotiating bad trade deals, blah, blah, blah. Drain the swamp. Get them out. Get them all out. And they're getting the message. When you have all these CEOs, winners, real winners, being appointed to these cabinet positions, it sends a message that we're not going to take the waste. We're not going to take the corruption. We're going to win from now on. And if you guys can't win, you're going to be gone. But to now take this term and cast it aside, I think is a bad move. And they're only doing it because of the threat of impeachment. Because drain the swamp doesn't mean drain the Democrat swamp. It doesn't mean drain the Republican swamp or the independent swamp that caucuses with the Democrat swamp. It means everything. And if they're already practicing, he has to abandon this idea. Otherwise, they will drain him. They will get him out. He mentioned at the end of his campaigning, the very, very last, let's call it 8 weeks, the idea of term limits. And I believe term limits are the number one problem in this country. They are the root of all evil. If you're building a website, they are in the root file. That's what term limits are. And he mentioned the idea of term limits. And in fact, he put it in his contract with the American voter. It was so popular. The only candidate before him to bring up the idea of term limits was Marco Rubio. And he did it just prior to the Florida primary. In fact, he said in an interview that if president, he would consider the idea of calling an Article 5 convention of the states to address the issue. And if they did it right now, they'd get him. Rubio may have been right here. Now, whether or not he meant it or not, or was just trying to get some grassroots support, we'll never know. Well, we'll know if he votes for him. That's when we'll find out. But make no mistake, the Trump camp is shying away from this because they're scared now. Because Mike Pence is looking really, really good for the GOP establishment. I told you this was going to be an issue. We're going to keep talking about this when we come back. Plus, the EPA and what Obama's doing while on vacation. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We are going to have a lot of days and weeks and months and perhaps years to talk about this. About this idea that the Democrats have hatched along with people like Egg McMuffin, that Evan McMullen guy, the president of Utah, who of course is one of, you know, fully funded by Mitt Romney. You'll never hear it, but that's exactly what happened there. The coincidences are just way too strong to ignore that. About this impeachment stuff, we're going to be hearing about this for a long time. He's going to get sworn in, he's going to go to the inaugural balls, he's going to take away all these executive orders from Obama. He's going to take his pen, cross right through all of them. 80% of what Obama's done the last 8 years, gone with a stroke of a pen, gone. Right? And then you're going to start hearing more and more about it. And they will get bipartisan support for this as long as Donald Trump sticks to the drain the swamp thing. They do not want to lose their jobs. I don't know how many different languages I have to say that in. That's what's going on here, which is why I had a big problem with Mike Pence initially being named the VP candidate. He's too inside. You need like a new Gingrich, because you go, all right, Donald Trump, we don't like him. He's a bad president, but not Newt. We can't deal with Newt. That's what would have happened. Now you have a guy that looks pretty good. He took over the transition. Right? He appealed to the base, the big conservative types, the ones who hold the scrolls and tell the rest of us we're not real conservatives. He appealed to them. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like it one bit. I really don't. But we'll keep talking about this, like I said, in the weeks and months to come, because it's not going away. So the EPA is taking their cues now from Queen Hillary. Out of 3.1 million text messages sent, in 2015 amongst their agency employees. They saved 86 of them. Yeah, 86. That's it. Lamar Smith, of course, the Texas Republican, he wanted the IG to get in here and see what's going on. You know, we don't hear much from the EPA. What's going on over there? So he wanted a report, and the IG says, you know, they didn't intentionally, this is a quote, they didn't intentionally violate the Federal Records Act. Where have we heard that before? You think a reasonable prosecutor might be able to figure this out? Well, I got a message from the IRS. You know, listen, IRS, I didn't intentionally mean to not file my business taxes this year. Didn't intend to not do it. Just didn't happen. Didn't have time. I got to spend a sixth of my life filling out government paperwork. Just got lost in the fray. It wasn't intentional. I'm sorry. Would that work? That would never work. Never work. They had people over at the EPA who claimed to have zero text messages to the IG. I didn't text anybody with this government phone. I didn't text anybody. Nobody. Meanwhile, the phone bill told a different story. So they're lying and they're covering it up. Wow. Wow. Shades of Chappaqua. That's what this is. You have somebody else here. A high-ranking official decided to program their phone, unintentionally, of course, to delete text messages after 30 days. Gone. EPA is one of the most corrupt branches of our government. One of the most agencies, most corrupt. I think you have, Pruitt now is going to be in charge of that. That's it, man. And over for them. Dunzo. You got that one, Gina McCarthy, right? She's the one who's the administrator, and she's flying all over the country in her private jet, going home on weekends, telling us all about burning fossil fuels and how it's not good for the environment. It would take like 4,000 people to drive constantly for 15 years to make up the same carbon footprint she did by flying around for a week. EPA's got to go. They got to go. The Department of Education has to go. The IRS has to go. The IG says, we did not find instances where the EPA used text messaging to intentionally circumvent the Federal Records Act. Yeah, right. Right. They all just, it's just one big circle of criminality. And it's all right within the Beltway. That Beltway, maybe we should build the wall on the Beltway. Maybe that's where the wall should be. And keep them all in there. Speaking of criminality, you have King Three-Putt here. He's got a busy week, all right? He's firing scientists at the Department of Energy because they don't agree with the political narrative of climate change, so he fires them. He's closed off drilling to parts of the Atlantic that aren't even under our control because they're more than 12 miles offshore. He's closed off drilling, no more contracts to drill in the Arctic, so Santa Claus can't have heat. He's commuted the sentences or pardons of over 200 inmates, federal inmates this week, some of which serving life sentences, drugs, and violent crimes. Hey, guys, welcome back to the community. And he appointed these two people to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. One of them came to the defense of the cop killer, Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. Jamal, I'm sorry, came to his defense. Killed Officer Danny Faulkner 35 years ago in Philadelphia. This guy spread propaganda in support of this cop killer and the Black Panthers. And the other one he appointed, which is a six-year term, by the way, to this board, was the spearhead of the transgender mandate that went out to all the schools. Remember that? That mandate that went out a few months ago? It cost him like $45 million to send out letters to the schools saying boys can use the girls' room. And also played a key role in the Rolling Stone rape hoax. So they're both on this commission for civil rights. Meanwhile, that bill down in North Carolina, yeah, it didn't get repealed. Sucks, huh? Gotta use the right bathroom now, it stinks. so much, we'll finish this up when we come back. I'm beside myself, I can't even concentrate. This is his most progressive week ever. And it's in the last week with presidency. Hang in there, guys.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Kaanapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in 2 patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other show times. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here. Unlike the Rolling Stones, time is not on our side today. So we're going over Obama's busy week. It makes for a busy couple of minutes. We're firing people who don't agree with the narrative of climate change. We are closing off the Arctic and the Atlantic to drilling, so we have to be dependent on foreign oil now. That's good for him when he runs for the UN Secretary General. We're also going to commute some inmates. They can vote Democrat when they get out. We have a cop killer, or a cop killer defender, let's put it that way, it's a better way to put it, on now the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. We have a woman who supports the idea of a grown man wearing a dress sharing the bathroom with your daughter. They're on the Commission for Civil Rights. He's having a big week. This is a big week now in between tea times. And now he's getting rid of the NCers. This is a special registration that people had to that they were monitored. If you were a non-citizen visa holder, whether a student, a tourist, a worker, this is something that George W. put in place after 9/11, so we can keep track of people who come into this country. Geez, God forbid, right? Well, it's gone. So this was for males 16 and older. From 25 different countries, Arab countries, Muslim countries, large Muslim population countries, and he's saying that, well, it unfairly targets Arabs and Muslims. Well, point of fact here, President Obama, they are the number one cause of terrorism in this country. So, yeah, that's gone. So they can run free. They can do whatever they want. This is all trying to get in the way of Donald Trump putting a ban on non-U.S. Muslims. He's trying everything. This is his most leftist, most progressive week of his term. He has to try and get everything, and he has no legacy. He's got nothing. He's going to be the forgotten president. He's going to be what's-his-name. That's what he's going to be, and he knows it, and he's terrified by it. 8 years, what's-his-name. That's what's going to happen. his number one accomplishment will be he's the first black president. That'll be his only accomplishment ever. So he's trying what he can. You have Donald Trump calling for us to veto this resolution that would... essentially, they want to say that when Israel develops communities in the West Bank, they shouldn't be recognized. And we've always vetoed stuff like this. Now Obama's going to probably agree with it because he hates Israel, as kind of a parting swipe to Netanyahu and Trump. Other news, we have flying today. We got to fly through the last segment. Sean Spicer, this just in, press secretary, probably the worst kept secret in the history of presidential transition teams. I think we all saw that coming a mile away. Of course, he's from the RNC. He was their communications director and an overall nice guy. Kellyanne Conway, she's moving to D.C., counselor to the president. So she's, you know, we all thought something for her. I thought something a little different. I thought maybe a chief of staff position, but nah, I guess counselor, she wants that. She's taking it. Of course, she has a law degree from George Washington University, and she was the founder of the polling company. So, and of course, being his campaign, you know, manager since August. Carl Icahn, he's going to be an advisor on regulatory issues. This got Wall Street cranking this morning a little bit. Futures went up last night when they heard about this. Carl Icahn, of course, the billionaire investor. He's been involved with Philips, RJR Nabisco, Time Warner, Viacom. Everything this guy touches turns to gold. So he's going to be involved. Again, winners. Winners, not losers. All winners. Really quickly, Pew Research, they did a poll post-election. 99% of people who voted for Trump said that they would vote for Trump again if the election was held today. Only 96% of people who voted for Hillary said they would vote for her again. So Trump takes a little off the top there. Maybe some Hillary supporters starting to say that this isn't so bad. The worst number Hillary's had all year, right here. 25% of those polled said they're excited about a 2020 run for Hillary. Bye-bye. Stay in Chappaqua. Nobody wants you. Guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.